Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries. Amen. Praise God. And we are in a service. Amen. Praise God. That is in progress. Praise God. We're not going to be before you long because we're going to go and visit another church in another town. Praise God. I'm in the city of Houston, Texas, and I'm going to a little small town, amen, nearby. Praise God. So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, God, we just want to give you glory, all the honor and all the praise. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord God, to destroy every yoke, every hindrance, and every doubt, amen, that's in your people today. Lord God, heal them. They need healing. We all need healing, and we need a deliverance, God. So I'm asking you to touch their lives right now in Jesus' name. God, prepare a table in the wilderness for us, God, because we know the way is not easy, but God, with you, we have a right to the tree of life. I ask you to send out your mercy today for your people. Lord God, I repent for my sins, sin of my children, and ask that your will be done. Praise God. I'm led by the Spirit of God, not by the flesh, saints. Praise God. So whatever he charged me to do at that due order of time, that's what I will do. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. I give you glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. My scripture reading, amen, for today, it's coming out of the book of Psalms 100. I give you praise, God. I give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. All the honor and all the praise. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Trying to get to that page. Thanks, amen. Bear with me. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible states that, hallelujah, that we are in the end time, amen, and because of the times, amen, they are perilous, amen, and iniquity is literally, amen, abounding, amen, praise God, abounding, praise God, in the earth realm today. And it's going to be left up to you, even in your worst state, to turn to God, praise God. Amen. I don't care how bad it gets. I don't care if you're in your weakest moments. You're going to have to stay with God. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. You know, I want to tell you today, the God that we serve is good. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. And I'm just like Shirley Caesar said on one of her sing, her songs that she sing, amen, that Hold My Mule. Praise God. She say, just like Campbell's soup, he's good. Well, God even is greater than Campbell's soup. Amen. Soup will stay with you for a few minutes. Amen. And then it's gone out of the digestive system and it's gone into another place. Amen. Praise God. But God will stay with you throughout your lifetime. I don't care how weak you get, how much you go through. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can look up to the hills from which cometh your help. Amen. For your help truly comes from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, God speaks in Joel. Amen. Praise God. Concerning, amen, praise God, the end times. Amen. And what will occur. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And one of the things that he had said, in Joel chapter 3, verses 9, he said, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men, and let all the men of the war draw near. Let them come up. beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say that I am strong. I want you to look at your neighbor today and tell your neighbor that I'm strong. I have made myself strong in the Lord. And this strength that I have is a determination to go on despite of the enemy. And God was telling the people, amen, to literally, amen, proclaim, amen, praise God. Get this among the Gentiles. Tell the Gentiles, amen, praise God. To prepare war, praise God. And wake up the mighty men, amen. Those that, amen, praise God, that are the Jewish nation, amen, hallelujah, is going to stand forth, amen, and fight for their rights, amen, praise God. And it says, assemble, amen, thank you, Jesus. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathens, and gather yourselves together round about through the call of thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Praise God. God is saying, amen, praise God, for us to assemble ourselves, amen, amen, and thank you, Jesus. And he's invite the heathens, amen, praise, to come, amen, near, amen, to him who is a mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. And the mighty ones to come down, amen, O Lord, for let the heathens, amen, be weakened, amen, and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathens round about. Amen. Praise God. God is getting ready to judge, amen, praise God, the Gentile nation, amen, as well as all other nations that have literally turned their backs on God. Amen. Praise God, that literally have done things that were not right against God and his people, and he's inviting them to war. You know, that's something when God stepped forth and invite, amen, the enemy to fight against him. You know, amen, praise God, a person that's bold, amen, praise God, will go out and tell you, come on, let's fight, amen, praise God, because they know something down on the inside of them is a winner. I don't know what you're thinking about or what you're going through, but something on the inside of you, who is the Holy Ghost, is a winner for you today. So, amen, no matter what you go through in life, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God is going to always triumph victoriously in your life. Amen, praise God. He lets us know that, amen, weapons are there, but no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we walk in victory, amen, praise God. So as God invites the heathens, amen, and the enemy to come forth, amen, praise God, amen, thank you, Jesus. The Bible said, put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Amen, saints, we are in harvest time. Every time there is a battle, praise God. A battle was given, amen, praise God, in the world. Excuse me. Amen, it's always during the time of harvest. Amen, and that's the time that the enemy wants to try to tear down the harvest. Amen, or either go in and try to reap the benefits for something they did not sow or something they did not produce. And that's what Satan wants to do to your soul today. Something that he is not the creator of, something that he did not produce victory in. He wants to cause you to be defeated. Amen. Praise God. And he takes the point of being the victorious one. But I'm going to tell you today, as I leave, amen, to go out to another church, amen, keep your focus on God. Praise God. Allow God to walk in victory, amen, in your life. Because it's harvest time. And every time the harvest comes, amen, the enemy comes in to try to steal. He tried to kill and destroy. If you look at Isaac, every time Isaac would move from one, amen, position and get away from Abimelech, amen, praise God, servants and his children would go out and fight against Isaac, and Isaac would have to move, amen, praise God, to another well and or dig another well, and then Abimelech, amen, praise God, would claim that well. Amen, praise God. And Isaac, amen, then the man of God that he was, he would move on. He wouldn't dispute or defy, amen, praise God, in that essence, but he would move on and kept the peace because he knew his God. Amen. When your enemy come up on you, amen, and try to do all kind of wickedness, amen, it's not for you to stand up and fight the battle, amen, that they're trying to place on you, but it's for you to move on because God got higher ground, amen, amen, and the harvest is on its way. So Isaac moved, amen, and he moved from well to well. There come a time when God got tired of the enemy concerning Isaac, and God is getting tired of the enemy concerning your life. Amen. Praise God. And he's getting ready to destroy the Gentile nations, those that are walking in rebellion, those that serve Muhammad and Buddha and all of those, amen, praise God, different entities. And God is going to show up, praise God, so he can get your weapons ready. Amen. Those that have been plowing for the harvest, amen, turn those plowshares into swords and spears, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And your pruning hooks into spirits. Amen. Because, amen, the day, amen, that the Lord stand is the day that the battle will be won. And so God, amen, is getting up off his seat, and he's beginning to, amen, fight, amen, for you, those that are Christians, those that are caught up, amen, in all kind of financial problems, all kind of issues. Amen. Praise God. Because you're getting ready to reap a harvest, and that's when the enemy fights the most. But I'm saying, in here to tell you before I walk out of my door, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God told me to tell you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, because, amen, you're getting ready to reap a harvest, and when the harvest, amen, come, that's when the enemy come, hallelujah, but I'm telling you, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God is sending forth angelic assistance. God is sending forth the angels to fight, amen, for you on your behalf. Amen. God is going to turn it around in 24 hours for some of you. God is going to turn it around in 1 hour for some of you. But you're going to have to stand still and watch God move. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then he say, amen, put in your sickle. God said, after Adam fought your battles, now I'm getting ready to take you to your promised land. I'm getting ready to take you to your blessing. I'm getting ready to take and turn around and change things on your behalf, because it's harvest time and the harvest is ripe. Amen. So come get ye down, for the press is full. Amen. And the vat is overflowing, for the wickedness, amen, is great. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So God is there telling you, just like he told Jesus, I'm going to make your enemy, amen, which is the heathens, your footstool, amen, praise God, and I'm going to turn things around, amen, and you got to begin to reap, amen. He said, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near, and in the valley of decision, the sun and the moon shall be darkened, hallelujah, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Praise God. And the Lord also shall roll out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. But the harvest, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that we, amen, are going to reap, amen, praise God, is going to be heard all in the heavens, and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will, amen, be the hope of his people. You see, today God is our hope. In the midst of a dying world and a dead situation, and we getting ready to reap a harvest with the Lord. This is end time. And God, amen, is getting ready to send his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and the reapers who are the angels. You see, a long time ago, Satan, amen, sowed seeds of corruption, amen, which is called the tare, with the seeds of the righteous one, amen, praise God. So God said, don't root up the tare along with the wheat. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because you don't know who you're fighting against. You might kill out some of your own sisters and brothers that God has sent. But he said, in the end time, the reaper's going to come, and they're going to reap the harvest for you. All you have to do is get your barns, amen, praise God, and your storage areas ready, because it's harvest time. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And so in order for you to reap the harvest, God first got to move the enemy out the way. God is getting ready to move the enemy. hallelujah, that's been holding your finances up, your blessings up, amen, your joy and your peace up, that's been keeping your children in prison. God is getting ready to open up doors, praise God, amen, and you got to reap a harvest right along with your children. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So I'm telling you, don't faint in your afflictions. Don't give up when the times are hard, but begin to walk around in your homes, on your job, and say, I'm getting ready to reap a harvest, and the harvest is already done and set up by the Lord. And all I have to do, amen, thank you, Jesus, is stay in his word and believe him by faith, and let hope have his works in me. Praise God, because the enemy I see, I shall see no more. Praise God. Reap your harvest, saints. Don't give up. I don't care how hard it gets. I don't care what devil do to you. I don't care what the devil say to you. I don't care if he put you in a bed of affliction. He caused your eyes to be blind, your soul to be in so much distress. Always look up to the hills from which cometh your help. Amen. Your harvest is here. Praise God. But you got to first, amen, believe God, amen, and walk in his stature and keep his commandments. Keep the word before you, saints. Have a wonderful day.